Next time you take a dollar bill out of your billfold, the chances are you won't give it a second's thought. Generally speaking, people are thinking more about the coffee they're about to buy than the dirty piece of paper money they're holding in their hand. They see dollar bills every day of their lives, but never look at them. They probably don't realize that the paper in their hand isn't actually paper at all. Dollar bills are a mixture of 75% cotton and 25% linen. And if you burn a bill, you'll see that it burns in a different way from paper. That's not to say that I would recommend you begin burning the money in your hand. Burning, damaging, or in any way defacing a dollar bill is a federal crime. The maximum penalty is 6 months in prison, and the law is enforced by the American Secret Service. So look out. Every day, the Federal Reserve prints more than $540 million worth of bills. Most of them are single dollar bills, and they mostly last less than 2 years before they are replaced. In those 2 years, they can change hands hundreds of times, and they can be folded 8,000 times before they begin to fall apart. If you want to know who had your dollar bill before you, you can check out a website called Where's George? Users of the site post the serial numbers of dollar bills in their possession. These serial numbers are then used to track a dollar bill from owner to owner across the country. Regular visitors to the Where's George website sometimes specialize in particular denominations. Some folks are attracted to the rare $2 bill, but the best investment is anything over $100. Big bills haven't been printed for over 50 years, and as a rule, a $10,000 bill can be sold for more than 4 times its face value. The reverse side of a dollar bill shows both sides of the Great Seal of the United States. The bald eagle is our national symbol, and the 13 stars, the 13 arrows, and the 13 bars on the shield all represent the 13 original colonies that declared America independent from Britain. On the other side of the seal, at the bottom of the pyramid, you can read the date 1776 in Roman numerals. 1776, the year of the Declaration of Independence. George Washington, whose portrait stares out at you from the middle of the bill, was, of course, the commander-in-chief of the Revolutionary Army that won the War of Independence and later became the country's first president. It's easy to understand what these symbols are doing on our bills. But what is this broken pyramid and the strange eye in a triangle? It has been suggested that the pyramid and the eye are both symbols of the secret society of Freemasons. Others identify the all-seeing eye as a symbol of the Illuminati, another secret society of powerful men who are waiting for the opportunity to take control of the entire world. How did these secret societies manage to get their symbols on the Great Seal of the United States? Well, the Declaration of Independence was written by a committee of 5 men, but for the most part, the work was done by Thomas Jefferson. Thomas Jefferson, who became the 3rd president of the United States, has his own portrait on the rare $2 bill. Jefferson, generally accepted to have been the most brilliant president this country has ever seen, was also accused of being a member of the Illuminati. By and large, the stories that connect the symbols on the dollar bill to secret societies are more entertaining than probable. A simpler explanation for the pyramid is that it shows the work of the country is not complete. The all-seeing eye is the eye of providence, or the eye of fortune, a symbol from ancient Egypt. And it simply means that fortune is smiling on the country. The Latin inscription, Novus Ordo Seclorum, means new order of the ages. And A Pluribus Unum, above the eagle, could be translated as from many, one. Whatever these things mean, just check that what you're holding in your hand is the real thing. The Treasury estimates there to be 70 million counterfeit dollars in circulation. If your bill turns out to be a fake, you can always burn it. Burning a counterfeit bill is not a crime. But check the Secret Service aren't watching you just to be on the safe side.